Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. F. Scott Field, and today is the third of three in a mini series on plagiarism. The biggest thing is just, you know, how do we avoid plagiarism, right? It's something that happens. We know we've seen it in academia. Obviously, we want to try to avoid it. The biggest one, I think, is really just to have a references page or a citation page, right? That's one of your biggest first steps. You have to make sure that the citations are formatted correctly. You have to make sure, especially if you're publishing for a journal, you want to make sure that the style that they're using is the way that you do it, whether it be APA or AMA or whatever the style is. And if you don't know which style to use, you always want to inquire, especially if you're looking at professional journals. They'll usually have it listed there how they want it. Make sure you're following those guidelines. Another way to avoid unintentional plagiarism is really just being diligent when it comes to citing your sources, right? Really, nowadays, there's a lot of really good products out there like a Zotero or an EndNote where it's really easy to kind of keep your citations in order. It becomes a matter of knowing where you got what sources from, what you were using it for, what you were trying to show with the source. But if there's anything, any point that you're going to try to make and it's coming from a source, you always want to kind of err on the side of caution and make sure that you're citing sources that need to be cited. And again, if something is like common knowledge or a fact, you probably don't need to cite it or you know, give it a reference. However, just to make sure, if you want to be ultra clear, you can go ahead and do that and cite where you got certain sources from. You also want to kind of check a lot of your work sometimes. If you can go through and double check, there's plenty of tools nowadays that check for plagiarism. So you can put your work through a plagiarism checker that'll kind of let you know, like, yeah, this is plagiarized or, you know, no, it's not. One of the best ones to use and one of the ones where we got a lot of our sources for this stuff from is Grammarly. We are not sponsored by Grammarly or anything like that. It's just a good tool to use, because they have great resources on how to write better, how to be a more clear and concise writer, how to check for plagiarism and stuff like that. So in order to avoid any sort of plagiarism, like I said, Grammarly was a good resource for us for this entire mini series, because it really opened our eyes to some stuff that, again, I didn't even know until recently that you could, you know, self-plagiarize yourself. So that was new to me. And like I said, it's something that we want to make sure that people are aware of. So hope that was helpful to you. Hope that you are now more educated to and more aware of plagiarism and how you can avoid plagiarism in the future. More than anything, just make sure you're double and triple checking and being diligent about your citations and, you know, giving credit where credit is due. So hope this mini series was helpful to you, and I hope you'll be able to use it to better your career as a writer and an educator and as an academician or as a student who's learning this stuff and having to navigate all these difficult times now, especially with technology and things like AI. So hope that's helpful to you, and we will see you on the next one. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.